Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me." Jesus foresaw the suffering he was to go through, the deep spiritual as well as physical suffering, and he recoiled from it in horror, but still he pushed through in obedience to God his Father. It wasn't possible for the cup of suffering to be taken away from him. He needed to be obedient to God and go through that suffering. And he experienced the sorrow also of being betrayed by his closest friends and being let down by those who he thought cared for him. This was something to lament. Now, the lament, the song of lament, is common within the Psalms, but the songs that we have these days as worship songs often aren't laments. In fact, in a recent survey, it was seen that 40% of the Psalms in the Bible are songs of lament, while only 5% of songs of modern worship music could be considered a lament. When you suffer hurt and pain and loss, go a little farther in your worship. Sing songs of lament. Bring your pain, your hurt, into the presence of God and receive his power and mercy. Don't hold on to your pain. Voice your pain and receive back from God the grace and healing that he provides. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Don't forget to search on Amazon for my new book, Views from the Pews to Amuse. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.